Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 0-2 pitch to Hoskins, and he belts it. Deep left field, and that is going to be his second three-run homer of the afternoon. And the Milwaukee Brewers absolutely blasting away here on the Phillies and Jesus Luzardo. Hoskins with a two-homer, six RBI day, and it is 11-0 Milwaukee.
Yeah, that about sums up the weekend. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn back in the studio, and we're live today from the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And good morning and happy Pride Month for all that celebrate Pride Month. It's Pride Month.
Yes, it is. It is June.
Good morning. Because we're all-inclusive.
We are an all-inclusive show. We're excited to be out here at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Tournament. This is an important thing for a great cause. I know you were here last night, Hugh.
Yes, it was.
So you've been here yesterday and today, and we're going to be here for the entire show today. Excited to be here. We'll have some guests as the day goes along, as the golf starts. And hopefully, maybe you, maybe everybody else, maybe the guests we have today can make me feel better after that weekend. That was a disaster by the Phillies this weekend. That was a disaster. I mean, they got swept at home by the Milwaukee Brewers, who are a decent team, nothing special, coming off the loss last Thursday in the second game to the Braves. They haven't played well in a week now. And I know some people are – well, actually, we'll see. I have a feeling what Hugh Douglas is going to say. But we have some people, they're going to try to sugarcoat this today. No big deal. It's just a couple days.
See, why do you do that, Joe?
Because
why
I know.
Why do you do that?
Because
why does it have to be sugarcoat?
Because it is sugar. What we saw this weekend was obviously a big deal. What we saw this weekend, Hugh, was the stuff that could destroy this team in this season. All their weaknesses came out all at once. Their bullpen we know stinks. Their defense we know stinks.
Somebody say something about defense.
Yeah, we'll get to the shortstop, all right? Yeah. And then the lineup, which obviously needs another bat here, without Bryce Harper this weekend, was ice cold. Hugh, what did you think this weekend? As the Phillies, I mean, they're usually so good at home, and the Brewers came in here, slapped them around. That Saturday game was ridiculous. I mean, that Rhys Hoskins, after we talked about it all day on Friday, comes in here, hits two home runs on Saturday, and then yesterday a very winnable game until the bullpen and the defense got involved. What did you think this week?
Yeah, shout out to the lady that I saw yesterday at the Eagles women's event that said something about the fact that we needed Rhys Hoskins here before the game started.
Well, she's right.
You know what I find ironic is that the defense was one of the biggest problems that we had with this team this weekend.
What else is new?
Well, and that's what basically I talked about when we talked about getting Rhys Hoskins here. Now, I understand that the bat would have helped out tremendously. And the week prior, before the Brewers got here, bats looked like they were doing their thing. But to me, defensively, that's where the problems lie. You talk about some of the errors in the outfield. You talk about the Trey Turner error that basically cost them the game yesterday. Like, there was a lot going on yesterday. So, to answer your question in long form, Joe, am I worried about it, concerned about this team? No, I'm not. This is the ebb and flow of baseball. Because it's just funny to me, just a couple days ago, we were talking about how great this team was and how great they looked. and then they have a tough weekend. They just need to get it together. This was not an acceptable weekend, but they just need to get it together.
Well, they do need to get it together. Look, Bryce Harper coming back probably tomorrow night in Toronto will help, certainly. And look, three games in the standings in one weekend. The Mets have now taken back over first place. That's going to go back and forth, right?
Yeah.
They're in a division race with the Mets. I expect both teams to be there the whole time. I think that is what it is. I'm not losing my mind today because they're not in first place on June 2nd. My concern is, and why I think this weekend was a big deal, is, Hugh, I'm going to steal a phrase from you. They're pretty much done with the tomato cans. Between now and the All-Star break, they only play two bad teams. They play the Pirates this coming weekend. They play the Marlins in June. That's it. I mean, everybody else they're going to play is a pretty good or very good team. So we're done with the tomato cans portion of this thing. And now we saw them play a real team, and they got beat up. I mean, Saturday was really bad with the Hoskins home runs and Luzardo. They left him in there to just get rocked. I mean, I couldn't believe how long they left him in there. And then you mentioned the defense and Trey Turner. Let's hear it yesterday as the Phillies have the misplay in left field by Weston Wilson. Not great. And then after that, the ball goes right to Trey Turner. And you know what happened. We've seen the Trey Turner special many times over the years. Here's what happened yesterday late in that game.
The Trey Turner special.
I thought we had the Trey Turner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dude, I'm on the phone. My bad.
And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. And Turner booted it. And the game's tied. Right at Trey Turner. And he commits his fifth error of the year. And this game starts over 2-2 here in the seventh.
That was on me.
Well, you know what?
You're fine.
We all make errors sometimes. You don't make nearly as many as Trey Turner, who now has 45 errors since he got to the Phillies. Yeah. And that doesn't even include the ones that aren't called an error, like last month when he didn't step on second base.
You know what it is when Trey Turner does that? And it's because we're fans. It's the look that he has on his face after the fact.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of the look because it just looks – it's not a smirk, but it's something. Well, you know, it's the look when you screw up. It's like when your kids mess up and they do something they're not supposed to do, and it's just that look, that blank look on their face. That's the most irritating thing to me.
Well, what's frustrating is he seems to make these in crucial moments. I mean, he really
– The game finds him.
And the moment finds him because he plays one of the most important positions on the field. Like this weekend we saw all the flaws the Phillies have that were covered up when they're playing the Rockies and they're playing the Pirates and they're playing the A's. That it's very difficult to win consistently when you have bullpen issues, when you have defensive issues, and the lineup. I keep harping on this, and we go back to the Hoskins thing from Saturday. They're missing a bat. I mean, the Phillies are missing a bat in this lineup. Now, this weekend, Hugh, it was even more accentuated because no Bryce, right?
Yeah,
like, no Bryce.
When Bryce was,
So the lineup looks even thinner. I mean, I can't do the Alec Bohm in the middle of the order thing. I mean, that we've seen that story. It doesn't end well.
He needs to do better.
Well, I'm done holding my breath on Alec Bohm doing my better. Alec Bohm?
Wasn't he in the All-Star game last year?
Oh, boy.
Is this what
you're going to give us?
Well, when I say that, what I'm basically saying is he's here. They believe in him. They need more.
Nobody else does.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. I appreciate that. They need more from him in this lineup. That's what I'm saying.
Do. Of course they do. But he's had a half a great year in the major leagues. Really, a couple of good months. I mean, they need another bat. Now it was, like I said, accentuated this weekend because no Bryce Harper. Let's hear from Topper. What is the latest on Bryce? Because every day we're waiting for this lineup, and every day they put it out there, and there's no Bryce Harper. Here's Topper on when we could see Bryce back.
How did Harper come out of everything?
Good. He wasn't available today, but he feels like, or we feel like, he's going to be ready for Tuesday.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing that he's getting closer, because they could have put him on the IL as soon as the injury happened last Tuesday, and that would have knocked him out till, I guess, this coming Friday. So they didn't do that. They've been playing a man down for a little while here. They need Bryce back in a big way. 215-592-9494 was what you saw this weekend. You can go back to the middle of last week when they split that game, doubleheader against the Braves. Is it a big deal? It is to me, because we're seeing the same themes that were the issues in April, and we're seeing the same themes that we've seen as issues over the years. Like, this is what the Phillies are when they play some good teams. It's very choppy sometimes, and when they don't get great starting pitching, they lose games. At least we know the deal. I took the pledge. I'm going to criticize the Phillies today. Hugh Douglas, of course, did not take the pledge.
I did take the pledge,
well, no.
And I am being critical. I'm just not being as knee-jerky. as you and Kyle.
I didn't even say anything.
Well, we you give it time, Kyle. You enjoy using.
I'm with you. I'm with you today.
Oh, okay. My bad. My bad. Wow. I didn't know that was the day. But normally, this is what we do when it comes to baseball. It just seems like yesterday, well, it was Friday, that we were throwing a party for the Phillies. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we were talking about how good they were and how we wanted to add another bat and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And how we were willing to weaken the outfield.
Well, the defense stinks anyway. Did you see Weston Wilson out there yesterday?
Could you imagine if Schwarber was out there?
Yeah, okay, but would he have not caught the ball Weston Wilson didn't catch? He wouldn't have caught it either. I'm going to make it very simple. Because a lot of people said to me, Joe, how could you say the defense is so bad, but yet you want Rhys Hoskins back? I can't have the status quo. I either need more offense
to offset something. Yeah.
Because what they're doing right now, like yesterday, they didn't hit and they didn't play defense. You can't win like that.
It was an ugly day.
Oh,
and you know another
goodness.
Thing I saw? I did not know this, and I guess I'm naive because this is Philadelphia. I didn't know as many people tailgated for the Phillies games like that. I did not know because I guess
weekend games more than
because I didn't know that. I did not know that.
You were there for the Eagles.
Yes,
event
for the Eagles women's event. So I was like, wow, they're tailgating like I've never seen that before for a baseball game. So I thought it was pretty cool. It wasn't to the extent that it is for football games, obviously, but there were some people out there tailgating. So shout out to the tailgaters yesterday.
215-592-9494. All right, let's go get Kyle's thought on this. Then we'll get everyone's phone calls here. Coming up 10:30, Brandon Graham is going to join us. Brandon Graham going to join us live here at the Brian Dawkins Golf Center. So BG's going to hop in at 10:30. Let's start with some Phillies talk and your calls as the Phillies get swept over the weekend by the Brewers. It was the defense. It was the starting pitching. It was the bullpen. It was the offense. It was everything. Kyle, where do you come down? Was what we saw this weekend a big deal?
I think the biggest deal that happened this weekend is that we put the Brewers squarely back in the playoff race.
Not great.
And now the dream of adding Rhys Hoskins, I don't know if it's dead fully, but I don't feel as good about it as I did just before we left for the weekend. But, like, I don't know. The four games that they just lost, four games in a row, we can include that last game against the Braves in there. It didn't tell me anything I didn't already know about the team. Like, I know that Trey Turner sucks on defense. I know the bullpen is shaky at best. And I know that the offense goes hot and cold, and especially it's going to be cold when the best hitter in the middle of the lineup
is not there.
And, like, I think I would feel a little bit worse if – I mean, I think what makes me feel better is that Zach Wheeler and Jesus Luzardo, they had awful games. And it's so rare that Jesus Luzardo and Zach Wheeler, who are up there in the Cy Young voting, well, maybe not Luzardo anymore, but, like, those things – don't often happen. They will, you know, you might see it like once a month or once every 2 months or something like that. Like, that's okay, I think, if that happens. It's not ultimately going to kill the Phillies at the end of the day. I know they're now a game back of the NL East, but, and I know this doesn't sound like pledge talk, but there's a lot of time for them to make that up, and I think they're going to be better. Like, the offense is going to get hot again. Now, am I prepared for a little bit of a stretch here where the offense isn't very hot? Yeah, I am. And even with Harper coming back, like, I think that's a very strong possibility that maybe it takes him a little bit to start getting going the way that he was again. And the offense, you know, we might see these two-run outings and stuff like that, and they might slump again a little bit. And I don't like it. It's going to be frustrating to watch, but this is the Phillies team that I've come to know during this season, that I've come to know over the past few years. And, like, I think at the end of the day, the way that they played this weekend it's going to be okay. Like, they're going to end up being fine. We're going to go back in like a month or two and be like, man, they're playing great again. And then they might go through a slump again. Like, it's going to happen.
Well, I hope it does. I hope we get back on the hot streak again. Because right now, without the tomato cans to feast on, I'm not sure how good they're going to be next month.
It's just a stark contrast.
It is.
From what it was a couple days ago as opposed to what it was.
And look, I think that it's pretty clear what the stark contrast is. When they're playing the Rockies and the Pirates and the A's.
Well, yeah, that's a part of it.
They beat the crap out of those teams. And then they're playing, like, they're 13-15 against teams with winning records this year. The Mets are 18-10. It's a big difference. I mean, that is a big difference against teams above 500. The Phillies don't play great baseball when they play other great teams. And guess what? To win the World Series, you have to play a good month of baseball against all good teams. 215-592-9494 was what you saw this weekend from the Phils. A big deal. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Manic Monday, man.
It is a Manic Monday. What's
manic
up, Chris?
Manic Monday.
Hugh, let me start with you first because you're a really bad friend. You are a bad, bad friend.
Tell him, Chris.
I mean, I've heard this before.
You let your boy Ike fall right into Stewardess Jim's trap.
What do you do?
Joe has the evidence. I sent it to Joe and Kyle.
Yeah, remember what Stewardess Jim brought you?
The bourbon.
Gifts, and he had it delivered
with
by...
Little Jasmine.
He did the same thing to Ike, apparently.
Stewardess Jim, I don't care what y'all say, Stewardess Jim knows some fine-ass women that drop off some nice...
Yeah, but he's trying to soften you guys up so you don't crush him on the air.
No, I'm just saying.
It worked.
You know some fine-ass...
I mean, it's easy to win you over, and you're telling the whole audience.
No, I'm just saying. Ain't nothing wrong with looking. As long as you don't touch nobody. I can look all day.
Stop it. Say, Stewardess Jim is a jerk. He's a loser. You got to say it. Come on. Come back. Be an Eagle fan.
Stewardess Jim, I hate the fact that he's a Cowboys fan. I hate that.
Mm-hmm. No buts. Just end it there.
All right. Let's move on because we're getting nowhere here.
We never do. Let's get to the Phils. No.
Joe, I'm panicking. I know this is a shock, all right? But I can see... I just can't see a way for us to win when we just play god-awful, terrible defense. I mean, Weston Wilson gives up that double. The only saving thing for him is he's a backup player, so he doesn't necessarily get the reps out there. So that can be forgiven. But this Trey Turner thing is just like a bad dream. It just keeps repeating over and over and over. And the worst part is, like, somebody keeps slamming our head in the door, and we just keep willingly putting it back in the door. And that's what's infuriating me. And, like, the fact that, like, these problems are never addressed is killing me. And Rob Thompson, I'm beyond done with this guy. He's softer than the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Bryce gets hit and misses an entire series. No retaliation, soft. Trey Turner continues to boot balls, routine outs. No action taken, nothing. He's not moved even over to second base, which I don't even want him anywhere up the middle because you got to be strong. But no, nothing's ever done. Soft. This team is complacent with not admitting their mistakes. They are idiots. Look at the Eagles. They signed Hughes, Hero, Huff. He stunk. He was a disappointment. You know what they did? They admitted their mistake and said, we can't keep falling on this sword. Let's get him the hell out of here and move on from our mistake. They openly admit it. Dave Dombrowski, hit your knees. Find some humility and listen to the wizard, Joe Giglio, and W-A-N-D. Trey Turner, I'm done with this bump.
He spelled wand. He wand. W-A-N-D. Magic wand. Get him out of here.
A wizard.
Is anyone surprised at what happened yesterday with Trey Turner? Is anyone surprised?
He's been working hard.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just telling you what I've heard.
We've gone from pledge behavior to just outright excuse-making from you.
I'm not making excuses.
You are.
This is why I try to save you from yourself.
They all work hard.
I knew this was coming. You're the same cat that told me last week that I need to give Topper more credit.
You're mad at Topper. I'm not mad at Topper. He probably should have had Weston Wilson out of that game. What's he going to do about Trey? That we know that's an above him decision. Phillies decision.
It's just unfortunate that the money that he makes and the errors that he's making, it's tough.
Hey, he's
it's
working
tough.
Hard.
It's tough to
hard work.
I was I was channeling my inner Scott Fransky when he said that. You know, trying to give him a little bit of grace, but I get it because those are plays that are routine plays.
Yes.
They're just like routine plays.
Yep.
But when you in the game in that crucial situation, like I said, it changed everything. And you could tell as much – I'm glad I didn't get a chance to hear him yesterday, but I can hear the disappointment in Scott Fransky's voice. Because, you know, we've talked to him, and I've had a chance to ask him the questions about how is it calling a game. And he tries to call it, like, fair and even. But you could tell in that moment that there was a little bit of, you know, there was some disappointment.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It was some, basically. It was some disappointment in that call.
Well, of course. And it was a joke. I mean, that play has to be made.
Yes.
And, like, to the point of their defense, they're a bad defensive team. Hugh, I saw a stat this morning. You ready for this? There's only one team in baseball that has converted batted balls into outs less frequently than the Phillies. Like, when the ball is hit, right? Not a strikeout, not a home run. When the ball is hit into play, there's only one team in baseball that converts it into an out less than the Phillies. You know who that is? That's the Rockies. It's the worst team maybe we've ever seen. I mean, the Phillies' defense is a joke. I mean, that it's been that way the whole year. That they're below average at short. They're below average at third. It's at right field, clearly. I mean, they're not a good defensive team. And when they don't hit, it just becomes more of that. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
Just some quick YouTube notes. Hugh?
Yes.
Looking like 10 pounds of meat in a 5-pound bag. You go with your bad self. Pop it out all over the place.
Well, at least you wore a golf shirt today and not a sweatsuit to the golf outing.
Wait a minute. I thought I looked presentable.
What is he?
Today.
Are you saying he's wearing like a schmiedium?
You look great, man. You look like you're working out. I'm just saying.
No, you know what, Aaron, when you said it, though, because normally I didn't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing when you stuffed in it. Because normally when you say that about other people, like when they're stuffed in it, they're like oozing out all over the place.
Yeah, it's not great. That's not what you want. You don't want to ooze.
Joe, it's obvious you need to get some meat in your life because you having to get through the day with a super big gulp-sized coffee is something of concern, my friend.
I just got this coffee, too, so the energy level is about to rise even more. Aaron, what do you got
for us? I've been back on that Mountain Dew, you see. I've been
so today is a they are who we thought they were Monday. And we're going to start off with our young Padawan, Kyle Quinn. Young Padawan, in order to be a Jedi Master, you have to learn patience. You cannot succumb to the dark side, to the arch nemesis. You cannot rely on the Boston Celtics to take care of your business. You just have to be patient.
What are you talking about?
And let the New York Knicks be the New York Knicks, my friend. They fell on their face, and there was nothing but glory, 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 hallelujah, my friend.
Glory. We're not friends.
You know what? I'm not bringing you a Torrey Pines hat when I come back.
Want it.
How about that?
Don't want it.
All right, Aaron, what do you got on the Phillies?
It beats the heck out of that Killington hat that you
got. It doesn't.
All right. What do you
Looks
have
like
on the Phillies?
Drag it out of a dirty laundry. Mm. But anyways, hey, back to the other. They are who we thought they were.
Yes,
Joe, you know this is great radio, but it's also great YouTube to watch you 1 week talk about the best team in baseball. They got the best record.
Well,
they're amazing.
I didn't say they're the best team in baseball. And in fact, I said I didn't buy it when they were beating the tomato cans. So last year I thought they were the best team in baseball. This year I've been skeptical, and they've beat up on tomato cans the entire season. That's why they have this record.
I love listening to you squirm and wriggle and try to get through.
The only squirming is when I watch the ball get hit to Trey Turner. That's when
like
I squirm.
A golf ball. Listen. They are who we thought they were. Okay, this is not a playoff team. The only way that they're going to win anything come playoff time.
They might be a playoff.
They get hot. That's all.
They very well probably are a playoff team. It's a matter of what they do when they get to the playoffs.
And then Bryce Huff, how wonderful Howie Roseman does it again. He takes a mistake and he turns it into a positive.
Well, that's why Howie's great, and it was a mistake. I mean, it's an all-time bad signing. I mean, it was terrible. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call, but Huey, and we discussed it when the news broke on Friday. We'll do a little bit more on it today. It was a good move by Howie to admit your mistake. Some GMs, some people just can't do that. Howie does it very easily. Just like I made a mistake, let's move on.
Yeah, and that way recoup some of the money.
Yep,
lost some of the money, but you know, obviously, there was a lot going on with that we didn't know about. That's not an excuse. It's just I've never seen anything to that nature. You give him that kind of money, and he doesn't get a chance to redeem himself at all.
Well, they told him to stay away. I mean, yeah, the fact they didn't want him here. They didn't want him to redeem
himself.
That's
a lot.
All right, 215-592-9494. For the Phillies lose four straight, swept by the Brewers over the weekend. Was that performance, what we've seen recently, is it a big deal? I think it is, because we're seeing all the things that, if you were any concern before the season, it all reared its ugly head this weekend. The bullpen is not good enough. We know that. They've made a move now to try to help it a little bit. We'll see how Taiwan does there. The defense is not good, and Trey Turner is not a championship shortstop. We knew that.
Oh, he got his golf outfit on for real. He got on his Michigan colors.
Also, great prize to give away. And
That old school.
Brandon Graham's going to join us live. We are live today.
He's golfing for real.
At the Brian Dawkins Driving It Back Celebrity Golf Tournament on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's Midday Show. We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. Joining us right now is BG Brandon Graham. What's up, BG?
What up? Good morning. That's what I meant to say.
So far, how's retired left treating you? You know, because this, to be honest, B, this ain't the time where you get the itch, because you know what I mean? So how you doing so far?
I'm enjoying this right now, because it's summertime. Probably be down at the shore sometime coming soon. And, man, enjoying the summer, enjoying them later months too. August, you know what I'm saying?
August, I'm going to tell you, when August comes around,
that's when the itch is out there. But September is really when that itch is going to be like, dang. But you right, that grind, the breaking in of the feet, all the stuff that's going on, them camp eyes, all that.
Yeah. So I've seen, we had a chance, me and Joe, we check out you, we saw you on the NFL Network. So, how has that been for you? How have you liked you know, branching out a little bit. I know you've been doing this with us for a while, mm-hmm. but now you're doing the television stuff. How does that feel to you? Does it feel natural?
It feels natural. It feels good. The radio definitely has helped me just even slow down, because just being able to be comfortable with the people that you have, mm-hmm. Just make it seem like it's just a conversation. And some of those guys that I was on with, those were people that I've interviewed with over the years in football. And so it was like we were just reminiscing about old days. And that's where my comfort came.
So, BG, we saw Friday the Eagles traded Bryce Huff. I mean, he was your teammate last year. What do you make of that? Because when he signed him, Hugh was really excited about Bryce Huff coming to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. 10 sacks with the Jets. And you know, I know during one point of your career, you were switched back different kinds of defenses. With him, do you think it was just a bad fit? Like the defense here maybe wasn't what he did well? Because people were excited when they got him, and now 1 year out, now he's a 49er.
Well, I know he's a player. He's a player for sure. I think it's the scheme. Scheme fits, and that's a true thing. And I know going back to that old 4-3 pass rushing type of defense, I know he's going to like it because that's what he does. And so I'm happy for Huff on that, because me and Huff, we got close as he was going through things. That's the stuff that you talk about during the year, where people is not having the type of year that they want and still being a great teammate. He was one of those guys. You ain't really see him mad about nothing. It was just more if he was mad, it was more in private. But it was just more of him just being a great teammate, serving, going out there working, giving looks. And I'm proud that he was able to get a ring at least off of it before he got out of there.
So basically, B, you saying that it just wasn't a scheme fit for him, the way that they were asking some of the stuff. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I say it's a scheme fit. It's really, like, for him, I know he thrived in that 4-3. And, I mean, that's when I resurrected my career in that Jim Schwartz type of defense. And
yeah.
That's what I with the 49ers, him with the Jets, with Salah. He was the one that was raving about how he loved that defense. And so when he came here, we kind of had the similar traits of getting off and doing all the same stuff, because we had that 4-3 for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to 3-4. And so we just had to get used to Coach Vic's way of doing things. You know how I go. Once you know to learn a new technique with your coach, you start going over and over and you're doing it. It felt good. And I just think that, you know, Huff just didn't have enough time to kind of get right.
You know what? Talk about that a little bit, because I played in the 4-3 when I was in New York.
Yep.
And they moved to the 3-4, but I wasn't an outside linebacker. I became the D tackle.
Yep.
So for you, because we're about the similar body type, how different was it for you going from defensive end to outside linebacker? And talk a little bit about some of the responsibilities that you had with that position at outside linebacker.
Well, for one, if you as an outside linebacker in the scheme, you got to be able to jam the number two, and sometimes the number two
is the
receiver is.
Yeah.
If you're lining up out there, even if you got a blitz, sometimes it's delayed. Then you go, but man, jamming that number two when you got Devontae Smith standing right there in the number two, and then you like, just don't get beat inside because I'm my number three on the far left. You got to know all this stuff. You got to know where everybody, where your help is, where you're not, where your help is not. And I think for me, that was easy for me to pick up because of how fast you got to transfer the information. But actually doing it was what you got to have reps in. And so some people just didn't thrive in that. And when you out there, you got to be able to do both, because we know you can play the run and do all that stuff. But how can you jam this guy to give us time to get back there?
So wait a minute. I'm sorry, Joe, because this is fascinating to me, because I, like I said, in a 3-4, I was the D tackle. So I had like a two-way go,
yep,
which meant that I had the two gap and sit on the line and play off of everything else. So you mean to tell me that, like, in your blitz, it was all predicated on that, like, where that slot receiver lined up, that number two receiver lined up, and whether, like, you didn't get just to go when you got off the line. You had to wait and see.
Yeah.
What was happening? That's a lot.
I mean, well,
and the game is moving. And the game
is moving.
It's like a lot of thinking in that.
Yeah,
spot.
Yeah.
It's more. It's not as complicated as maybe as I made. But you just know that if you the one on the so say if it's
strong right. Left,
so say we blitzing from the left, he'll call like a lucky, or you know, and that tells the defensive with an outside linebacker to make sure he's still lined up on number two, act like he's not coming, and then go from
there. Yeah.
And so sometimes he wants you to chip the guy and then go. And it just depends on who it is.
But the predicate, you got to get hands.
Yeah, you got to get hands.
You're trying to reroute them.
You're trying to reroute them.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And so some dudes really good at it, and some dudes not. And I just know for sure that what's his name is a pass rushing guy. And Huff, I'm happy for him going to the 49ers.
Brandon Graham joining us here at the Brian Dawkins Golf. All right. So one thing that strikes me about the team right now as we get closer to the summer. Is they're young up front, Brandon. Yep. I mean, they're young at your position, at the edge. You know, and I think we all see the talent with Nolan Smith, and we see with Jalex Hunt. Do you think those guys are ready for the next step? Because Josh Sweat is gone, and Huff is gone, and you're gone. Like, veterans that were here. Do you think those young guys are ready, from what you know about them, to take that next step and play more and kind of be the leaders of that room?
Well, I think it's a big step for a lot of them that they got to take, because it's really about the leadership that they got to continue to have while – the other guys are not there no more, because it's not going to be guys reminding you. You got to be the ones being the reminders, and the ones, because you've won a championship. You've known what it takes. You've seen certain guys that was here and the work that has to go in. And if you keep that going and you make sure that you are leading the pack with that, what you're doing more than what you're saying, I think that they'll be headed, like the saying part will be, as the season go, they'll continue to grow into that role. But I know it's all about doing exactly what you're supposed to do, working the technique, making sure that you're going out there and serving somebody else, bringing them up, because, I mean, Nolan Smith, he is the guy. I told him, like, you the guy. You got to make sure that you showing them, and then, of course, you got to make sure you breaking them down, giving them some words, and just doing being you. And at the end of the day, as long as you know being you is all you did, that's the best way I can go out.
All right, Hugh, I think we got to ask Brandon about the big debate we had last week. So I'm not sure if you saw this. You probably were unplugged. So Pro Football Focus put out their list last week. Their top 32 quarterbacks enter in the season. I'm going to tell you where they put Jalen, and you tell me if it's fair or unfair. All right? So they had the elite category. They put four guys. They put Patrick Mahomes. They put Burrow, Lamar, Josh Allen. Those were their top four. Then they had the next tier, and Jalen was the number five overall quarterback, and he was the first guy in that next tier. Fair? Not fair? Does he belong in that first group? Like, when you hear that, Jalen Hurts ranked number five, but below those four, what do you think?
Well, I think about how they always talking about the Eagles and always having us as the underdogs, so it don't surprise me that we still the underdogs, even though we won last year. He slayed all those quarterbacks, but we're going to keep it quiet. We're going to keep it cute and classy, and Jay going to just go out there and do his thing again, and when he's done, hopefully they're giving him his flowers, because I don't expect him to this year, so it doesn't surprise me.
You know, last week when we debated this, Hugh's point was, if you win the Super Bowl or you're in the Super Bowl, you got to be one
of
the top.
I mean, that's what I said before, but I'm like, hey, I don't know who's actually doing it. It might be a Cowboys fan that's doing this list.
That's why I didn't say nothing, BG, because I didn't want them to think that I was influencing you in any kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, it's not right, but if you win the Super Bowl, and the only reason why I put him at number two is because of what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished in his career.
Yeah.
But, man, and you've been with him, like, I call it unquantifiable intangibles when it comes to playing that position. Now, Jalen might not be the biggest. He might not be the strongest quarterback when you talk about those other guys.
Yep.
But it's something about him that makes him a leader of men.
Yes.
And that's the thing that you know, people don't seem to get. And not only that, BG, because you've been here for 15 years. It's hard, and you've seen quarterbacks come and go.
Boy.
And you've been in locker room. I can't wait till you write this book now, because I know you're about to write a book. Especially
another one has to be a second book.
Especially after, like, you were here for the Carson Wentz thing.
Yeah.
So you saw all of that. Mm-hmm. So you have a unique perspective on what it takes to be a quarterback here, for number one, from your purview, and how the quarterbacks here handle the adversity that they go through.
Yes, because that's important. That's very important.
Because you've seen the Carson Wentz thing and how that played out.
Yep.
And you also saw this year how maturation of Jalen Hurts, or the evolution of Jalen, because you started out the season one way trying to throw the football.
Yep.
And then it changes. So I just want to know when that book is coming out, man. And
he wants an advanced
copy. What's your perspective of all of that? Just seeing him grow as a quarterback.
Man, he's grown because he's been consistent, and I think consistent matters. And then standing on when people don't like some of the choices you make, and just standing on it anyway, because that's who you are. You're gonna go out like the way you go out, because I know he's all about learning. He's all about like getting better as a person, as a player. But people don't see. He don't want people to see the behind the scenes stuff. He just wants you to see the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know a lot of people just don't know what they don't know about him. And man, I'm just excited for him to go out this year and shut him up again, because you got Josh Allen, who's been to the championship every year. This can't seem to beat Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? This can't seem to beat Mahomes.
Speak on it.
But that boy Jalen done been to the Super Bowl MVP the 2022 year. That would have been, man, if we, you know, a couple calls here, fumble here, we don't do, but they won. But I'm just saying, that boy Jalen came back and went to the Super Bowl again, where Josh Allen definitely hasn't even sniffed it. And it's like, okay. Like, they just like who they like, man. And so that's why I say, Jalen, keep your head up. Your teammates got you. Everybody that's fighting for you, just they're going to see your consistency, and they're going to fight for you on Sunday. And that's all that really matter, because people don't never see what they don't see, but they always try to judge off what they see, on game day. But, man, he's a leader of men, as you said, somebody that you want in your room, your locker room, and can't wait to see him this year take that next step and shut him up again.
Well, let's end with this, Brandon. You were 2017. You guys win the championship. 2018, you make it back to the playoffs, but that was kind of a choppy year. It was not as easy. It was more challenging. It felt like. What's the biggest challenge you think this group's going to face in trying to repeat? That the whole league is kind of honing in on them as the defending champions.
Don't try to be the team we was last year. It's every year you got to continue to. You got new guys coming in. You got Uche and them guys up front. You got to find out y'all rhythm and chemistry together.
Angry Africans. I want to name them the Angry Africans.
I told you we can't do that.
Hey, well, he got to go show it. He got to go show it. Then you can start. You can put a name on it. Then that's something.
I told you he could say that. I'm not saying. I'm not doing that.
But I'm just saying. Really, the question mark is the D line right now. A lot of people don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they know JC, they know Jordan Davis and them guys, but we did lose a lot, Nolan Smith. But it's the other side is open. Jalix Hunt, you know, who is it going to be?
I like
it could
Jalix.
Be him. I like Jalix a lot. I like that he put on some weight this year. I can't wait to see him out there in the grind of it when we get to training camp, just to see him, you know, just grow off what he learned last year.
You going to training camp, B?
I mean, I'm, man. B,
that's
going to
be hard. B, that's going to be hard for you, man.
It's going to be hard, but I'm going to be talking my stuff on the sideline.
Talking
about that D-line, boy. Can't wait to see him going against Lane and all them. But you're right, though. The offense, man, if we just go out there and don't expect, don't worry about what last year is all about. Talk about this year and the new focus. We got to have a new focus for this year. And I know Coach Sirianni already captured that and got the saying already. And then you just got to believe it. And then we got to get the other guys believing it. And then it's a daily walk and injury free. That's what you striving for, to stay healthy. And man, I think we can repeat. We can be going on our three-peat era right now.
Well, there we go. Then Jalen will be right near the top.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't think so, though.
Then it'd be hard not to do it. BG, we appreciate it. Enjoy today. Beautiful weather and a great spot here. Thank you to Brandon Graham for hopping on with us at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Thanks, BG. We appreciate it.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
There we go. BG with us here. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. On the Midday Show, we appreciate Brandon hopping.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's grab Jeff in Wilmington. Then we got to get you set up for Hughes Clues because we got a great prize today. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, what's up?
I love when DG comes on.
Oh,
guys,
great.
So fun to listen to. Awesome. So with the Phillies, a couple of things. One, we need Harper back as soon as possible.
Yep.
It's glaring that lineup is weak without him. We need an actual center fielder, one that can actually hit over 250 and catch balls and take control in the outfield. We do not need Weston Wilson in left field. He could be a DH.
Yeah, I'm about done with the Weston Wilson platoon experiment.
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposed to hit lefties. He hasn't even hit them, and he's obviously not good in the outfield.
Yeah, and the two home runs by Reese, I when he hit those, I was just thinking, man, Joe is just going to be peacocking like crazy on Monday.
It's all I thought about all day on Saturday and in yesterday.
Well, see, that's an issue with me because, not with you, but the idea that our defense is suspect at best now, bringing in somebody who has average or below average defense, regardless of what he can do hitting-wise, I don't think that's the answer. I really don't.
So I understand that perspective. I guess I just – the status quo doesn't work for me. So they either need to fix the defense, which I think is possible but also challenging because we know they don't want to move people, or they got to get a bat to at least offset it. Like if they just stick the way they are now, it's like – we're still missing a bat, and we're not very good defensively anyway.
Yeah, and we had a couple of pitchers that had bad days.
Yep.
Now, I don't think Lizardo should be confused in any way with anybody that's going to win a Cy Young. I mean, he's like the Marty Bystrom of this era. Like, he had a couple of good months. The guy is not even close to being a Cy Young candidate, even though he had a good first 2 months. So,
well,
I don't know about that, dude.
He certainly, his chances of winning, and Jeff, we appreciate it, got crushed. I mean, the fact they left him in that game, Hugh, on Saturday to give up all those runs, it basically torpedoed his chance to win the Cy Young.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you know, don't want to be I told you so, Douglas.
Oh, really?
But, I mean,
at 10:47,
okay,
we're doing this?
Okay, I'll leave it.
No, go ahead. What
no,
are you
I'm just saying.
What, are you going to put him in the bullpen now?
Well, how does allowing 12 runs mean that he's better suited to go to the bullpen?
I didn't say that. I'm
well,
just
I felt like you were about to.
I'm just saying the irony.
No irony.
Of all the stuff
speaking
that we were talking about last week.
Yep, here we go.
Came to fruition this weekend. That's all I'm saying.
Here we go.
That's all?
Reese Hoskins hit 2 home runs in one game, and you didn't want him.
I mean.
And we're running out Weston Wilson.
Because the defense. Defensively.
Defense stinks anyway. I tried to tell you this. I can't believe we're doing it. I told you so.
I'm not doing it. I told you. I'm just saying.
No, we are.
You want to.
I didn't say I told you so. I just said, isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Yeah, this is your way of soft selling.
Who's saying that? Atlanta Morrison, right? Yeah,
isn't it?
Isn't
it annoying?
Hugh Douglas. All right. 215-592-9494. Is what we saw this weekend for the Phillies a big deal? We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. Hugh, before we go any further on the show today, we do have a really great prize to give away. In fact, the prize we're giving away today, one of our next guests coming up in the 11 o'clock hour is going to be part of this prize. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
All right, so Merrill Reese is going to join us.
Merrill Reese.
Merrill's going to be here and sit down with us in the 11 o'clock hour. But we're giving away today a pair of tickets. This is really awesome. To see a championship season at the Mann Center. The Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films are coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season with a special concert hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. So we have a pair of tickets to that to give away today. 215-592-9494. And we'll do it by playing a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
You know what's funny? This first clue kind of plays into the guest we just had.
Okay.
Because, you know, BG has just retired.
Yep.
And, you know, we were talking about the fact that he's been on the NFL Network. Obviously, he's been working with us for a little bit. So the first clue is this. This is an athlete that turned sportscaster.
Okay, athlete that turned sportscaster is clue number one today for Hugh's Clues. On the scale of good or bad, you know, first clues for Hugh's Clues, at least people have an idea of what you're talking about this time, right? Like, sometimes you say things that are so obscure, people are like, what is this guy talking about? Like, this one, more it's like a category.
Well, it's supposed to be obscure.
But people are supposed to have a shot.
The level of hatred that I get for them drives me.
Deserved.
Well, I mean, it drives me.
Okay.
I'm petty.
He wakes up in the morning saying, how can I get my haters today?
And Joe, to be totally honest, I do. I do. I wake up every morning. I've gotten to this point, and I say, how can I irritate you people today?
And wow, they're really rent-free.
Yeah.
You're waking up in the morning thinking about it.
Because it's just, you know what it is? Not technically, it's not.
Well,
it's more.
It is
it's more, I want to be annoying.
That's the most, like, rent-free thing I've ever heard.
I mean, it's like,
you wake up in the morning thinking about them.
Yeah, but I wake up happy. I wake up happy thinking I'm about to irritate. No, I'm serious. I wake up in the morning saying, man, I'm about to irritate a bunch of people today by something I'm going to say. And then I go to sleep the next night thinking, how can I be even more irritating to tomorrow than I was today?
Yeah, spoken like a true talk show host, Hugh Douglas over here. He's fully transitioned from player to talk show host.
Transitioning.
Yeah, he's fully transitioned. All right, 215-592-9494. Here's what we got going on. We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing here. We thank you again to BG for hopping on. Merrill Reese will join us in the 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls is what we saw from the Phillies this weekend, last 4 days. Is it a big deal? They've lost four straight games. I mean, this is as poorly as they've played in a long time after a good stretch of playing good baseball. Is it a big deal? It is for me, because all the things that we've seen here are things that I think deep down we're worried about. The offense looks like it's missing a bat, and I understand Bryce Harper wasn't there, but they look like they're missing a bat. Their defense is just not good, especially up the middle at shortstop right now, where you know Trey Turner's a mess, and his defense crushed him. And then this bullpen stinks. I mean, it's part of the reason why they left Luzardo out there. They didn't want to go to the bullpen on Saturday, and they left him out to just, I mean, hung him out to dry. I mean, he gave up a million runs in that game. 215-592-9494, giving away a pair of tickets. This is really an awesome giveaway. NFL Films and the Mann Center, a musical called, or a special called, A Championship Season, a special musical concert performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra to celebrate the 2024 Eagles. Hugh's Clues, athlete turned analyst, sportscaster, is clue number one. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, audio from Trey Turner and Rob Thompson on the error that cost him the game. And, of course, we'll get to Merrill Reese as well. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's setting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's what things get into. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.